Sechtes Idyas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So again, we're going to have Machlekstein, Reb Dais, and the Chachamim. Over here, the Mishnah discusses, we know the din is that only a Kayin is allowed to eat Truma. So the question is, what about parts of the Truma that are generally thrown out? Is now Yisrael allowed to eat them? Do they lose the Shem Truma, and therefore Yisrael is allowed to eat them? So the Mishnah says, Mei Avatiach Uknivas Yerek Shel Truma. If you have the inside of a melon, meaning like the pits and the juice, or parts of a vegetable, like the outer leaves that get spoiled, so, and it's from Truma. Reb Daisa Matalazar. Reb Daisa says that's no longer Truma, it doesn't have the Kedusha of Truma, and therefore a non-Kayin is allowed to eat them, because it's not considered food. Chama Oishim. The Chama say no, that they still are considered food. So the next din deals with Reishis HaGeiz. What does that mean? That means the first shearings of animal, they go to the Kayin. So he has to give a portion of the wool to the Kayin. So you only have to do it if you do a certain minimal amount. So now we have Machlaikis, how much do they have to shear off in order to be Chayiv in Reishis HaGeiz? Is Chamesh Recheles Gzuzois, Mana Mana Upras. So if you sheared off 5 sheep, and the amount that was sheared off from each sheep was at least the weight of a mon and a half, chayavas b'reishis hageis. That's the amount that you chayav in reishis hageis. However, if the wool of any of the 5 sheep was less than a mon and a half, so you no longer have to do reishis hageis. Divrei Reb Daisa. It has to be that each one of the 5 is a mon and a half. V'chamim oimrim, chamesh recheles kol shein. If you're doing 5 sheep, any amount that you shave off those 5 sheep automatically is mechuyev in Reishis HaGeiz. Mishnah Dalet. So again, another machlekes between Reb Daisa and the Chacham. So the Mishnah says, Kol HaChitzolos, all mats. So these were mats that are generally were not made to rest on. So the rule is like this. If a Zav, a Zava, a Nida, or a Yeledes, a woman who gave birth, they put their weight on an object, they make it tummy. That's called tumas medris, putting their weight on something. However, it has to be something that's made to put the weight on. If it's an object that's not made to put the weight on, so it's not going to be mekabel tumas. See, here you have these mats that are not generally used for lying or sitting on them, but sometimes they will be used to lay on. So are they mekabel tumas? So the Mishnah says, kol ha-chitzolos tmeyos tmei meis. All mats are tamei tumas meis. Divrei Reb Daisa. Those are the words of Reb Daisa. V'cham say medris, they can become tame even through medris. Meaning, according to Reb Daisa, if a zav or a zav or a nida put their weight on it, they don't become tame. It's only going to be tame tumas meis. V'cham say no, even tumas medris, even if one of those a zav or a nida or a yeledes put their weight on it, that is already enough to make it tame, because since occasionally people will lie down on them, so therefore it makes it tame. Next, machlekes. Kol ha-kliyos tahoreis chutz mishel galgilin. All braided items are tahor, except for a belt. Divrei Reb Daisa. So in order for something to be tame according to Reb Daisa, it has to be woven, right? The Torah says only a woven article makes something tame. If something's braided, it's not considered woven. Yet Reb Daisa says a belt that's braided, it can become tame, because a belt is considered an ornament. It's considered a tachshit. And ornaments can become tame even if they're not made with weaving. So therefore, a braided belt, according to Reb Daisa, is going to become tame. V'chamim ayimrim kulam tameyos. Not only a belt, but anything becomes tame when it's braided. Chutz mishal tzamarim. Except for wool dealers, they have ropes. They used to make ropes to tie up their wool. Those ropes do not become tame when they're braided. Meaning, the Chacham hold like this. The Chacham hold that braided is considered woven, because it's a very similar process. The process of weaving, the process of braiding is basically the same thing, and therefore it's going to be mekabel tuma, even if it's just braided. The only exception to this rule is ropes of a wool dealer, because when these ropes are, they're braided very loosely. Since they're braided very loosely, they're not considered woven, and therefore the Chacham agree, even over there, even the Chacham will agree, like Reb Daisa, that that's not mekabel tuma. But all other braided articles, not just belts, will be mekabel tuma. Have a good day.